I do want to tell all of you that our plan was, in holding it here, to get everybody in one room. But the numbers just kept coming in and coming in, and we did it first come, first serve, and when the checks came. But I promise you next year, we'll book a date where we can get that whole floor, because I want all the people that came here tonight to be on the same floor as everybody else. And I want you to know that. And I also want to say this to you, and then I'm going to try to work the crowd a little bit to say thank you. I want to say that I'm standing here with a county chairman, chairman of the Democratic Party, George Dunn. And because when the president comes down, we'll be very rushed. He'll want to speak. Everybody wants to speak. I want to point something out to all of you Democrats who are down here. A lot of people believed last February and last April that a county chairman and a mayor in a separate function wouldn't work. And I want to tell you, and I want you all to know, because oftentimes people will be divisive. I want you to know that George Dunn is a great county chairman. And that George Dunn, who could have sat back if he wanted to, it was my party, let me do it all by myself, didn't. And George Dunn is responsible, along with about 10 other men, to have made this a success of 12,000 people. And I am sincerely grateful to George and to some of the other men who have helped. A lot of people are going to be saying tonight, who is she for on the national scene? And I know that, because I've been asked for a couple of days. But I want to say something that I'm saying in this room, where so many of the workers are of this Democratic Party. Rather than wait for the other, I want to say now that uppermost in my mind is keeping the Democratic Party of Cook County together sound, strong, and well. And number two, in case anybody asks, who am I supporting for county chairman in April, I will give you the next county chairman, George Dunn. George.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Naturally, I am very moved by the very generous praise that the mayor has bestowed upon me here this evening. I'm grateful to her for that, and I pledge to her and to all of our fellow Democrats continued effort to achieve that which she had mentioned and desired, namely to keep the Democratic Party in Cook County unified and strong to the end that we will continue to serve all of the people of Chicago and Cook County with the best interest. Thank you very, very much, Jane, and you, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's give her a great big hand, ladies and gentlemen. What two beautiful people, Jane M. Byrne Mayer and George Dunn. What a team. Let's give them a nice round of applause as they leave the auditorium. As I stated earlier, they will be with us in a short while when the president arrives. So bear right with us.
Well, they'll get out of your way in a minute.
Another shot.
Will the waiters please leave the floor? Get him. Have you got press credentials? I won't say a word. You just tell them I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Carter. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please take your seats? Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to hear the mayor of Chicago and the President of the United States, so if you give us your attention for a few minutes. Somebody sit down in front, do the best you can. When William Ogden, Chicago's first mayor, was elected, we had a population of 4,130. We have three times that many people in this hall tonight to pay tribute to Jane Byrne. Some say it's the largest dinner in the history of Chicago. Others say it's the largest dinner in the history of the world in honor of a woman. Oh. But I'm inclined to believe that it's the largest dinner since biblical times, when the Savior took a few loaves of bread and a few fish to feed the multitude. And brother, that's reaching. We've had outstanding success in Cook County because we have always had enlightened and strong leadership in the Democratic Party. Our present chairman is an outstanding public official. He was an outstanding leader in the General Assembly. He is the very able president of the Board of Commissioners of Cook County, the chairman of the Democratic Party, the Honorable George Dunn.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. President, Mrs. Carter, Mayor Byrne, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just as anxious to hear the president as you are, and time is running out. We're all very delighted to be here to pay tribute to the great mayor of the city of Chicago, Jane Byrne.
I've done some research on the mayors of Chicago, and I find a composite mayor would be a man, 5'11", 185 pounds, a Democrat, a good administrator, who lived by our motto, I will. That was true until 1979. Now the mayor is a woman, 5'3", 98 pounds, a devout Democrat, an astute politician, and the motto of Chicago now is, we better. In a few short months, she has demonstrated that she has the talent, the capacity, the political know-how, and the good old-fashioned American guts to be a great mayor for all the people of Chicago, Mayor Jane Byrne.
Thank you all. As the chairman of the Democratic Party has said, we are really all very interested in hearing the president's major speech. I know, however, you would like very much to hear him speak to you down here. And I repeat to you again that never again will you sit on a different floor than the rest of the room. And I want you to know that. Yay! Because it's been pointed out that I am a woman, I would like to remind you all that there used to be a saying, behind every great man is a very great woman. And I use the words used to, because I think we all accept today that with every great man walks hand in hand a great woman. I have shared many evenings or visits or parades with the First Lady of the United States, Mrs. Carter, and I'm sure that you would all like to give her a hand too. In keeping my word, I will stop now. I'm very proud to introduce to all of you our very great Democratic president, the President of the United States, James Carter.
Thank you all very much. This is unbelievable. When Jane Byrne raises a crowd, I'm always eager to come and speak. I've never seen such a tremendous outpouring of support and democratic enthusiasm and harmony and commitment and courage and anticipation for the future as you've demonstrated here tonight. You might feel bad about sitting in this room. You'll be hearing the speeches on television later on. But it took me and Rosalind and many of you 2.5 years to get the place we wanted to live in Washington, D.C., so maybe before 2.5 years you'll be moving up to the next floor. But I predict that if Jane Byrne stays as your mayor, and I think she will, this outpouring of affection and appreciation which you have demonstrated for her will continue. This afternoon, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, in a county courthouse, Jackson County. It's a famous courthouse because 8 years before he became president, Harry Truman was a county judge. As I stood there this afternoon in a small crowd on the main floor of the courthouse, I thought about him as president and what he meant as a Democrat. Harry Truman believed in Democratic Party unity. Harry Truman stayed close to the people. Harry Truman was plain spoken. He said what he thought, and the people listened. Harry Truman was not always popular because he did what was right regardless of public opinion polls. Harry Truman was a man of his word. When he said something, you could believe it. Harry Truman recognized that we had a nation during the last part of the Second World War and during the few years afterwards, which was shot through with very serious problems. But he never gave up. He tapped the reserves not only of a Democratic Party, but of the people of our country. He believed in families. He believed in neighborhoods. He believed in communities. And he saw that in spite of problems which changed from one day to another, or divisions among people which caused hot debates in a free country, that there was an undercurrent, a reservoir, a foundation, a base of innate courage among the American people, and there were principles which never change. Principles of honesty, integrity, dedication, concern about one another, steel strength when our country was in danger, and compassion and love among American people. And his ability as a president to tap these tremendous resources come daily for me in the White House as a reassuring fact, because I know that the same characteristics that existed when he became president, when he served, still exist among people in our country today. A few days ago in Grant Park, you had assembled for a great visitor, probably the largest crowd of human beings ever assembled in the United States, perhaps even the world in history. About 1.5 million people who came not out of curiosity, but to demonstrate that there was a hunger among us to preserve the finest characteristics that permeate our lives, fill our hearts and our souls. You recognize that there are things eternal change. We Democrats must remember that. Although all parties have deep religious faith, but we should remember that our country also is strong, ethical, morally, spiritually, that we don't change inside, that we have an obligation to one another, and the strength of our party and of our country lies in our belief in one another, our confidence in the future, and our determination, which we will never yield, that we will make together the greatest nation on earth, the United States of America, even greater in the future. If you'll help us, we'll help you realize this dream. Thank you very much. I'll see you on television in a few minutes.
he's not older than the traditional Catholic view on either abortion or...
I respect very much the separation of church and state, and when it comes to the state, I'll offer you my ideas. When it comes to the church, I believe that the Pope is in charge. Cogeneration. That's the cogeneration is the process whereby, for example, steam, which is used in an industry, is used to generate electricity. There are significant amounts of electrical generation potential that is now not being tapped because we don't use the steam to generate the electricity. Nuclear power is basically an elaborate way of boiling water to generate steam, to turn a turbine, to get hooked up to electrical turbines can be hooked up to that at decentralized locations all over America to generate more electricity than all the present nuclear plants that now exist. Well, by first of all, opposing some of the other programs. I oppose what the Senate recently did and what President Carter, the MX defense budget. I oppose the MX missile system because I think we need domestic things much more more urgently. At this point, I would certainly not recommend a large tax cut that will also further unbalance the budget. And I think with proper constraint in the health care budget on the providers who provide the care, that this budget will come into balance and we will have enough funding to take care of the needs of the nation. The excess profits tax will generate, at last count, about $90 billion, and if that's properly applied, there will be sufficient funding for a number of energy projects.
Governor, you're meeting the chairman of the Cook County Party tomorrow, and one of the last of the big city machines which functions on patronage, political patronage. I believe very much in it, although there have been recently in the subject of a suit, the court decision prohibiting it. I was wondering what your views on political patronage are. They feel Carter hasn't respected their interest in patronage, and they feel that Kennedy might be more their sort of guy. How do you feel about political patronage?
That's what I call a loaded question. The court will... I'm not about to say that. I am very impressed with the performance of Chicago and its tradition. So I think that a Democratic Party to hold together requires loyalty. It requires people working together, and those who work together govern together. And that all has to be done within the context of the First Amendment and whatever the courts ultimately rule. But I would be very sympathetic to the political forces in Chicago if they join with me in this effort to change the direction of the nation.
And if they don't?
Well, I think by the law of patronage, the result is obvious.
Patronage is good when it's for you, but it's not good when it's against you.
I think that's a fair statement.
The district here, Judge Bua,
I'm aware of the Court of Appeals' opinion in the lawsuit.
It's unconstitutional according to the 14th Amendment and the First Amendment.
That is going to depend on what the nine wise men in Washington tell us. Can public office be used to influence the political...
Carter was elected. He tried to get... George Gunn tried to get Carter to come to one of his functions and had trouble, so he invited you, at least so he told us, and then got no response from your office at all. And when he called out there, some secretary didn't know who he was, and I was wondering if you had turned them down.
I'm not aware of it, but I have not had a lot of extensive travels outside of the state, and I'm attempting to make up for that. That's why I'm going to see Mr. Dunn tomorrow.
Was that Secretary of
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.